Radio Call-In Show. This is The Drive.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive right here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Hope you're doing well. Locked, loaded, and ready to roll on your Tuesday afternoon edition of the show. Bear and Marcus are here. We'll be with you till 6 p.m. here on your local Fan Run affiliate. Gentlemen, we start with a little basketball news today. Exciting stuff.
Really good stuff.
Freddie Buckets, four-star combo guard from Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yes.
Chooses Tennessee today over Alabama and Wake Forest. He joins Cade Phillips, who committed back in May. All right, good start to the 2023 class for Rick Barnes. A couple top 100 players, a couple more waiting in the wings, perhaps.
He just keeps stacking them up, man.
I've been saying it for a while. I'm just not concerned about Rick Barnes' ability to fill out a roster at this point.
I think him, as well as Coach Vitella.
I mean, we're going to have players. To me, with Barnes, it's just, you know, what happens in March. And in a way, I kind of hate to be that way because that's all or nothing. But I'm still going to enjoy the season and all that stuff. I'm just talking about, you know, we get people. I say people. I guess I'm really talking about
many,
Phil.
Many people.
A handful of people will wring their hands. Like, whenever we miss out on a guy, I've already forgotten his name. The kid who went to Kentucky, chose Kentucky over us. Is it Justin Edwards?
I got no clue.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
I was just, you write him off. Like, okay, I'm sure he's going to be a good player for them and everything, but I'm just not losing any sleep over Rick Barnes is not going to roll out there and put a lineup on the court.
That's not
one of the better lineups in the SEC.
I don't understand where that comes from. The only time he's put out, you know, a not very competitive roster was when he walked in here into the mess.
Look, the first year was kind of rough. The second year was, you know, rebuilding and all those guys were young. The year after Grant and Admiral left, that year was not great. And, you know, the tournament was canceled in 2020 because of COVID. So it didn't seem like Tennessee was going to make it. But even that team, they were on the bubble. They were probably on the wrong side of the bubble, but they're on the bubble.
Yeah, and we also – he didn't – that was the COVID year, right?
Yes.
So in our two one-and-dones, he had very little time to get them ready.
No, that was the next year. The year after Grant and Admiral left was the year
Fulke was Jordan Bowden.
Had a really good last 10 games or so. They beat Kentucky at Rupp, had a great comeback win up there, and then – they went to Nashville needing to win a couple of games and probably win the tournament to make the tournament. And, of course, the tournament got canceled. The year after that was the year with Springer and Keon, which they made the NCAA tournament. Was not, you know, got bounced quickly by Oregon State, but they made the tournament. And it was a good team that they put on the floor that year, obviously, with two first-round draft picks. So I'm just not worried about it. Freddie DeLeon, four-star combo guard, chooses Tennessee over Alabama and Wake. 6'4", 185-pounder out of Raleigh. Number 69, nice overall player in the 247 sports rankings. Ranked the number 15 combo guard and number 2 overall State of North Carolina, where he attends Word of God Christian Academy.
Word of God?
Be kind of an intimidating place to go.
Either that, or it sounds like some of these schools, these like basketball factory, like make believe schools that pop up, they remind me a lot. You remember True Detective season 1? Those weird names for those schools that the bad guys kind of started had really strange names.
Like what?
I have to look one up. I was thinking about rewatching that over the weekend. Just like weird Louisiana names.
I think Word of God is a weird day. It's just a, it's a
promise of a new day tomorrow. School.
Oh yeah, they do have a lot of those. Our Lady of Perpetual whatever.
You know, Our Lady of the 10,000 Lakes.
De Leon. Is it De Leon?
Are we going? Is he French or Italian?
He's from Raleigh, Bear. He's American.
I mean, De Leon.
You mean what? He's from Raleigh, North Carolina. He's an American basketball player. He's got an interesting last name. What you call De Leone? De Leone.
Yeah, they also
speak Paisan?
They speak Italian in Raleigh, right?
We're calling him Freddie Buckets.
Freddie Buckets?
Here on the show.
All right.
Justin Gainey was the main guy on Freddie Buckets. Who's had a great offseason. VCU, Virginia, NC State were also heavily involved in his recruitment. He was the number 152 overall player in 247 back in May, climbed up to number 87 overall in their composite ranking earlier this month, which averages out the all the recruiting sites, and these number 69 nice according to 247. So pretty nice pickup for Rick Barnes today. Now I guess the attention turns to JP Estrella, the four-star center, who is Tennessee's biggest target, both figuratively and literally at this point. He is set to announce his commitment decision on September 2nd. That, of course, will be the day after Tennessee opens the season in football against Ball State at Neyland Stadium. 6'11", 210-pounder. Out of South Portland, Maine, seems like it's Tennessee, Iowa, and Syracuse for him. He's the number 54 overall player, according to 247. So that would be quite the haul right there. If you're able to get him, Cade Phillips, and Freddie Buckets. Cade Phillips is the number 82 player. That's three top 100 players per 247 that you've got signed. And then you can, I guess if you're Barnes, you can sit back and just sort of see what's out there. The portal becomes big.
The other thing to think about is, you know, if we get these guys and they end up actually playing for us here, when he takes the floor, I think his starting five will be top 100.
Yeah.
Considering where we were, I just don't know how much more you can ask. Now, I realize, you know, you were talking about the March thing. And I understand. I mean, it was terribly disappointing last year, but I still love just being kick-ass during the regular season does mean something.
Yeah, I mean, pretty loaded. You also got Silas Demery is the other guy, the guard. So, I mean, they might sign four or five high school players this fall in the early signing period. Pretty good times to be Tennessee basketball fans. Of course, continue to hear good things about Julian Phillips behind the scenes. I mean, he's sounding like a surefire one and done at this point.
I mean, have we heard anything that's not super positive or good coming out of basketball?
Just the whole thing?
Yeah, it's just business as usual over there.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to be loaded and ready to roll this season in hoops for Rick Barnes and company. So, big pickup with Freddie Buckets. Let's get the Rocky Top Report. It's brought to you, as always, by our good friend Bo Kregner at the Kregner Group. He does real estate the right way. Football team back at it today following a day off yesterday after the scrimmage on Sunday. Tennessee back in full pads out there earlier today. Injury news. Some of these injuries starting to pile up, man. Little bumps and bruises. I guess that's better than some of the other stuff. I saw where Notre Dame lost their top wide receiver for the season. We talked about Texas, their problems on here yesterday. Kamal Haddon and Elijah Simmons were both back in full pads today. That's good news. But
yeah, I saw Kamal look incredibly happy to be back at practice. See the video?
I didn't see any video today. Go back and watch it.
He was doing a dance. I tell you, he was really excited.
The I'm happy to be back at practice dance?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm happy season's getting ready to start.
You care to try and reenact that for us here?
I don't think I could.
Would love to see you try.
I'm an old man.
Really
and
would.
He's what, like a 19-year-old major college football?
Just step over there.
Yeah,
give me,
yeah, no.
No? Okay. No.
I'll show you the video and you can see if you can recreate it.
Yeah, show it to me. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. I'm sure you will.
Like I said, so these bumps and bruises are piling up. Jimmy Callaway is out. Squirrel White is still not practicing. Those guys are banged up to the point where walk-on Nigel Lanier was the second-string slot receiver behind Jalen Hyatt today because Callaway and White are usually 2 and 3 at that position.
Any word on Brew?
I mean, just, apparently he balled out in the scrimmage. They're just waiting on the
Eligibility thing.
It sounded like USC's not exactly being helpful in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much common knowledge.
Wouldn't you rather be like Tennessee when Justin Powell left here? And we're like, okay. And he's just leaving and he went to Washington State. He's already been ruled eligible.
Yeah.
His, what, seventh school in 7 years is his third college in 3 years.
Right.
Auburn, Tennessee, Washington State, ruled eligible. It sounds like Tennessee was just like, sure, best of luck. We sign off. Like, we hope you're going to rubber stamp this.
There's a big difference between Justin Powell going to Washington State and us snagging Brew McCoy, who was, you know.
But I know what you're saying because there was a legal situation with Brew, but.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's several reasons I think they're fighting us on it. I think, number one, overall, we have snagged a bunch of USC guys.
But they weren't going to let him play. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's like – I don't know what it is, but he wasn't going to be in school there. Like, they were not going to let him play, so he went somewhere he could play. Like,
Why weren't they going to let him play?
Because he can't – he's – because of the disciplinary thing. Like,
but I thought he was – no charges were brought.
No charge. We knew that before last season, and they didn't let him play.
I don't know what it is. Then it's weird, but yeah, I agree with you. I think that unless there's some kind of insane extenuating circumstance, and I mean they're kids, man.
He's left your school. Like you need to just.
It's like the guy that won't break up with his girl, you know.
Yeah, she's seen somebody else.
Something,
You keep calling. I mean, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
Jalen Wright, still in shells. Lynn J. Dixon did not practice, so it's pretty much Jabari Small, Dylan Sampson, Justin Williams-Thomas at running back.
All I'm going to say, it's getting to be that time of year where, you know, guys start getting nicked up and banged up. But we can be thankful. Nothing major has happened yet.
Secondary's getting a little thin. Wesley Walker missed today. D. Williams is banged up. Cheyenne LaBruce has been banged up all spring or all fall. And Christian Harrison, the freshman, Rodney's son, not out there earlier today as well. So, 2+ weeks in and bumps and bruises starting to accumulate for the Volunteers.
Something we neglected to talk about yesterday, and apparently there's been an update. Did you happen to catch Drew Gilbert, that video?
Oh, yeah. What's the latest there? People didn't see Drew Gilbert had a collision with the wall, had to be carted off the field in a game for the Fayetteville team he's playing in double-A ball, I believe, for the Astros.
Single-A for the Astros, yeah. Apparently, he didn't have a concussion or any neck injuries. He does have some kind of massive contusion on his arm. Could have been a lot worse. He's really lucky.
Can I go ahead? Now that it looks like he's going to be fine, can I make the joke that I wanted to make on Twitter when I saw that over the weekend?
But oh, sure.
But yeah. You know, he might seriously be hurt.
Yeah.
I saw Drew Gilbert run into Wall. I was seriously concerned for the well-being of the Wall. No? Nothing? Really?
I mean, I'm not offended. It just...
I chuckled.
Thank you, Marcus.
Yeah.
That is your Rocky Top Report. Brought to you by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. They do real estate the right way. And check them out online at BoKnowsHouses.com. Actually, you could still go to BoKnowsHouses.com, but the new website, TeamKGRealEstate.com. Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. Get it listed, get it sold, and move on. Call today to set up a free, no-obligation consultation, 865-742-1035. Or just go online again, TeamKGRealEstate.com. Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. Real estate the right way. When we continue, our buddy Jabari Davis, VFL, is going to join the festivities this afternoon, talk to us about an event he's doing with our friends over at Big Orange Phillies this weekend, and we'll get his thoughts on year two of the Josh Heupel era as well. Stay with us. It is The Drive. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Fan Run Radio. The Drive continues, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM, streaming online at fanrunradio.com and your free Fan Run app. Variety of ways for you to experience the program this afternoon. Russell Bear and young Marcus Young cruising along with you here Tuesday afternoon edition of the show. And we break it down this afternoon to levels that can only be described as beyond scientific. Trying to run down our buddy Jabari Davis. He's got a big thing going on. Big Orange Phillies, our new phone line sponsor, has a football season kickoff meet and greet coming up this Sunday from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Princeton Fant, Tennessee tight end, and Latrell Bumpus, defensive lineman. Two guys that, you know, when we break it down to levels beyond scientific, we probably don't talk about these two enough. I think they're both going to be starters and play a lot of ball for Tennessee. But they're going to be out there with Jabari Sunday from 1 to 3:30. Free autographed posters, food and drink specials going on over there. A great chance for you to go and sample a new Fan Run sponsor, Big Orange Phillies, in beautiful halls, 6625 Maynardville Pike. You're going to love it. Menu is fantastic. I mean, guy's been talking it up all day long here on the station, and I might have to see if I can get out there Sunday afternoon, shake hands, kiss a few babies, that sort of thing.
It sounds like it's going to be a very fun afternoon.
A humdinger.
Yeah. I'm hoping Latrell, he could have just a healthy year for him.
Yeah.
That's what I really want. I want him to get a, you know, get a good solid season in here.
Well, last year he started a bunch of games, but it was like he could go a series or two. I don't know if it was a knee thing or what. And then,
but even then he would still flash, and you could see if we could just get him healthy, he'd be one of the better players on our defense.
And then he had a knee injury again, like right at the beginning of spring practice or something. Ended up missing pretty much all of spring practice. And they say he's healthy. I think he's taking some maintenance days and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's a key to the defensive line. And then Fant at tight end, I mean.
Him and Jacob Warren were pleasant surprise last year that we finally started throwing the tight end again. And
I feel like they threw to Fant a lot in the bowl game.
Yeah.
Is that true? Like he
– Was Warren out, though?
I don't think so. I feel like they targeted him a lot in that bowl game. And he's the kind of guy, it's like he can get open. And he's not going to make a lot of yards after the catch.
No, but he's a drive extender. You got it third and six, him and Jacob, for that matter, the tight ends. And they did last year. I felt like they were a pleasant surprise last year, a tight end play.
Yeah. Throw to the tight end. Everybody says throw to the tight end. More balls to the tight end. I think you're going to see it this year. tight ends make a lot of catches this season for Tennessee. 865-546-8200. If you want to chime in on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines, 546-8200. Your number to get on board. Tennessee lands a basketball commitment today. Freddie DeLeon, combo guard out of Raleigh, committing to Tennessee, choosing the Vols over Alabama and Wake Forest earlier today. So, Rick Barnes, never a dull moment on the recruiting trail for the head coach of your Tennessee basketball Volunteers, as we're 2 months away from practice for those guys. Let's get Rusty from Manhattan Beach in here with us this afternoon. What's up, Rusty?
What's good?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Well, I thought I owed it to Philly to call in and say he was right. We were not ranked in the AV, and I was wrong for assuming.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to be right, buddy. My money was with you. Bear tells me it's not a big deal.
It isn't.
Not at all.
But when I'm wrong, I should say I'm wrong.
That's what a man does. You step up and eat your crow, right?
That's right, man. Hey, so it's gonna be Rusty and Redondo Beach in like 6 days, man. So no more the Manhattan Beach thing.
So what is the difference? I'm not very familiar with the California beach scene.
It's like 6 blocks away.
Oh, okay. So
it's like the difference between Folly and Isle of Palms over on South Carolina.
That's a lot more than 6 blocks, but you're essentially in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, honestly. Like, where Manhattan Beach is, I mean, it touches Redondo Beach. And it's you can't tell when you're in one or the other. And Hermosa is like intertwined. Hermosa Beach is intertwined in that area, too. You can't tell what's what.
Okay, we get it, Rusty. You're living large. You're balling.
No, we get it.
You got to lord it over us. I'm in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios with Bear and Marcus. Rusty's cruising around on the Pacific Coast Highway with the top down, trying to figure out which trendy beach he wants to go to.
I haven't seen sand in weeks, man. Life's not like that. There's ballers out here. We are not ballers. We are just trying to make it.
Feel you, brother. Just like Josh Heupel on the Vols, just trying to make it.
That's it, man. But two Friday nights from now, we'll be seeing one Nico in person play football, though. That's pretty cool. That's about the coolest thing going on out here right now.
You're going to get to go see Nico? Ayama Pajama?
Yep. Heading up to Warren High School in Downey.
Rusty's going to be our official Nico correspondent this year for Fan Run.
Gonna have to call back after you see the game, after you see him play.
I certainly will. We can do a post game show. What will that be? That'll be like 2 a.m. Eastern time, when a game ends. We can do that.
I mean, just excited to see how he progresses his senior year, and I guess he's gonna be here midterm and battle it out with Big Joe and Taven Jackson for the starting job. Yeah, full-on quarterback controversy next spring. Not that I'm looking forward to it.
I will say this. From what I can gather out here, Warren High School isn't going to play the most strenuous competition this year.
I've heard
his schedule's not very daunting.
I've heard his offensive line isn't that good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to make that much of a difference, though. But yeah, but there is some truth in all that. There's talent everywhere down here. But there's much bigger schools out here that have powerhouse machine top programs. Warren's not playing any of those, so to speak.
Well, just get him through the season with no major injuries and get him here healthy and ready to compete. That's all I care about.
And ready to pound some cheeseburgers and throw on about 30 pounds.
Good stuff. Hey, Rusty, we got to run, man. Appreciate the phone call.
Y'all be cool.
Thank you. Rusty checking in from the left coast. And we go back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines this afternoon, where our buddy Jabari Davis is standing by. Juice, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Oh, not much. Doing well, thanks, man. Russell, Bear, Marcus, hanging out here in studio. Good to hear your voice, man. You ready for some football?
Yeah, about damn time, man. Look forward to enjoying my fall. Had a long summer. You know, did a lot of work in the communities all over the state, man. But it's always a great time when it's football time in Tennessee. So I'm excited to see this new football team. I really had a blessed opportunity to be around a lot of the guys for 6 months, built some great relationships with some players on and off the field. And, you know, they were really excited about it. You know, just their mindset on the season and you know, trying to leave this university with a bang, you know, some of the guys that are seniors right now. So I'm looking forward to seeing it, man.
So give us the inside scoop there. In your opinion, the seniors you just talked about, who's the leadership guys on this team? Who do you look at as dudes that are going to be respected voices in the locker room?
I say guys like Banks, Jeremy Banks, Latrell Bumpus, Princeton Fant, Jerome Carvin, guys like that, man. Those are some of the guys that I really got close to this offseason. And, you know, just really looking forward to seeing those guys put together a really good season, man. But those are just some of the ones that I can just name off the top right now. So,
now, when you're around those guys, Jabari, like, do they know you played, right? Because, I mean, you're me and Bear are older than you. Like, you played after me and Bear were out of school. But it's been a while. These young kids, man, they might not know. Do you have to educate them, put on the highlight film for them or something like that?
Sometimes we do. You know, Princeton fan, I had to show him one of my highlight videos. He was like, damn, coach used to run that thing. Like, yeah, man.
2-0 in the swamp,
old.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, man, I'm not that old. I still got about 3 or 4 carries.
All right.
And that's it. After that, you're going to have to take me to the hospital. But, you know, it was, you know, fun working with those guys, man, just seeing their personalities off the field, see how they engage with the community, working with children and things like that. So it was a lot of fun, you know, but now it's time to finish some business and, you know, end their tenure hopefully with a victory against Florida and some other big victories this season. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a big season. Jabari Davis hanging out with us on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines this afternoon. And Jabari, you're going to be out at Big Orange Phillies on Sunday with the aforementioned Princeton Fant and Latrell Bumpus, a couple of senior Tennessee football players. 1 to 3:30 p.m. This is Big Orange Phillies out in Halls, 6625 Maynardville Pike. This would be a fun chance, Jabari, to just sort of kick off the season. Fans come by, see you, and meet some of the guys that are going to be on the team this year.
Yeah, we just wanted to do something just to engage with the fans before the season starts off. Like I said, this offseason, man, I built a really good relationship with a few guys like those two. Give those guys an opportunity to meet and greet some kids that, you know, haven't had opportunity to meet those guys up close and get some autographs signed and get some pictures signed and things like that. So Gary Viles is a good buddy of mine. He's one of our supporters for our Legends of Tennessee organization. So he's always showing me a lot of support, and he wanted to do something to kick the season off right, and just wanted to help my man out. So we'll have a great time this weekend, hanging out for a couple of hours, signing some autographs, taking some pictures, talking UT football. You know, we encourage people to come out. They have some great food, which I'm excited about. I've been working hard trying to lose a few pounds this summer, but I'm going to let it out this weekend. I'm going to get me some wings, get me a few beers.
There you go.
Watch some, hopefully some football to be on, maybe some preseason or something on the big screen. I think they got like a few big screen TVs, man. But it's a really nice place, really nice atmosphere, and there's going to be a lot of events going on at that location all football season long. So people in the Halls community, Knoxville community, come out Sunday for those couple hours from 1 p.m. to 3:30. Come say hello.
Got any plans to go to any high school games this week?
Man, let me see. I may check out a few of my kids that I've coached over the last couple of years. I may stop by, but, man, I'm working another event Friday at the Skybox. It's another it's a podcast thing okay. that we're doing at the Skybox Friday from like 7 to 8:30. So I forget all about that, man. So, unfortunately, I can't attend any high school football games out, but, hey, come by the Skybox 7 p.m. to 8:30. We'll be doing some, you know, some more Tennessee kickoff season type stuff. So I got a busy weekend, Friday and Sunday.
It's exciting. We got my West Rebels taking on Bearden Saturday. So
wow.
People go check out that. I see where Gary Rankin's new team, Ray County, opens up the season at home against Alcoa. So
wow.
Playing his old team there. It's fun. We'll have to go through the whole schedule here in just a little bit. But visiting with Jabari.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Buchanan plays Alcoa?
No, Ray County plays Alcoa. Now, where did Coach Rankin go? Did he go to Ray County or Boyd Buchanan?
Boyd Buchanan,
yeah,
I thought.
He's okay. At Boyd Buchanan.
I messed that up then.
I was about to. Man, you had me scared for it. I was like, when did he go?
They scrimmaged or something. I think I saw something okay. where they were playing each other. But, no, okay, so I messed that up. But Alcoa on the road at Ray County. Former Vol Andy Kelly's alma mater. There, I saved myself with at least one interesting nugget from back in the day. Jabari Davis kicking it with us this afternoon on The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio. All right, Jabari, just your thoughts on the upcoming season. Year two of the Josh Heupel era. You mentioned that Florida game being big. I mean, that Pitt one. You gotta get Pitt week two, Jabari, and have just a chance. This good chance. This team could be 4-0 headed into an off week with a road trip to LSU. The
yeah,
next
we'll
game.
Be 4-0, man. We'll be 4-0. I'm excited. I just want to win games. I haven't made my predictions yet and did my summaries yet about everything. We got the players to win, and we have the coaches set to win. We give Hendon Hooker an opportunity to develop and start off the season, you know, from that first game. And we will be successful. Like I said, man, I heard Jalen Hyatt said that his offense will be one of the best offense in the country, and I believe him, man. So those guys have been putting in some unbelievable work this offseason, doing all the extra stuff to get better. Every time they had a break, if they were not doing anything as far as helping me with the Legends of Tennessee organization, guys were training in the offseason, going all over the state, man, trying to get better. So I'm excited. I definitely feel like we'll be 4-0 going into that bye week and playing LSU. So I'm no more excuses, man. We got to get it done.
Oh, no doubt about it. So we all remember that great atmosphere last year when Ole Miss came to town. Great night game at Neyland Stadium, atmosphere-wise. If they beat Pitt, I mean, Florida week is going to be yeah. – it's going to be like it was back in the day when you played, Jabari. This town's going to be yep. bursting at the seams.
It's going to be rocking, man. It's going to be rocking. So, you know, we got Gators up here. Great opportunity to put us on a big national stage. A great opportunity for these seniors. Great opportunities for this fan base to get back electric like how it was during my era. And I told these players – all the time, man. Like, y'all haven't experienced Knoxville yet. Wait till you start winning some big games. Wait till you start, you know, building that chemistry and getting into that groove. You guys got it, man. You know, you just got to believe in one another, and you got to fight. And, you know, you got the support. Vol Nation is behind you. And let's just go out here and lay it on the line this season and leave a statement this year and a big statement for the Heupel era that's going to come and be very effective.
And you're saying, you're on record today, 4th-and-1 down there in the goal line, the J-Train's got at least one more good carry in him.
Yeah, Fourth and one, I'm unstoppable. I could be 60 years old, man. I could be 50, 60 years old, man. I still got at least one or two carries in me.
Now we're midfield, and the O-line blows open that hole, and you got clear sailing. I mean, can you make it to the goal line without blowing a hammy, Jabari, or is that going to be – okay.
I'm going to get you about 10, and I'm going to toss the ball to you.
You're pitching it back. All right. I like it.
I'm going to toss it to you and let you finish.
Oh, Lord, no. That's got broken neck written all over it. Jabari, appreciate you, my man. We'll catch up again soon.
All right, man. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Jabari Davis, J-Train, a.k.a. the Gator Killer, a.k.a. Juice.
Undefeated in Gainesville. Is there anything about – I mean, that's – you talk about two epic Saturday nights, the nights of the games that we beat Florida in the Swamp.
You got to get him, like, when he's off the air. We can't really tell these stories on the air, but get him to tell you about the trash talk that goes on between – Tennessee and Florida on the field back in the day.
Oh, I'd forgotten all about that one. Just the awful stuff.
Clawson's just right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Just great stuff. Go see Jabari this Sunday, 1 to 3:30 p.m. at Big Orange Phillies, new sponsor of our phone lines this football season here on Fan Run Radio. Football season kickoff, meet and greet. Jabari will be there with current Vols Princeton Fant and Latrell Bumpus. Free autographed posters, food and drink specials. That's 1 to 3:30 p.m. this Sunday, the 21st, 6625 Maynardville Pike in Beautiful Halls. Go check them out. Tell them Fan Run sent you. Sample that Big Orange Phillies menu. We got to take a quick break. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio. The Drive continues. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the Big Orange Philly phone lines, 546-8200. Powell at Anderson County, juicy week one matchup.
Yeah.
West at Bearden on a Saturday.
What do they call that one? Is that the Battle of West Knoxville? No, it's Catholic Webb.
It's just the West Bearden game. I don't know.
It's a big rivalry game, isn't it?
Yeah. Key early season matchup there. Willie Blunt is at Clinton.
What else you got?
Looking. Central's at Greenville.
Ooh.
Two good teams going at it there. Farragut opens up at home against Beach, Jalen Hurd's alma mater.
Farragut looked good in the Jamboree from what I heard.
Marion County's at Grundy County. I was reading a story.
Grundy County.
In Chattanooga, the new coach at Marion County suspended for a couple of games for recruiting.
Really?
Yep.
Amateur getting caught.
It didn't sound like a terrible thing. Like I don't even know if it was a football thing. Like he had texted some lady encouraging her to enroll her middle school daughter who's like a soccer player or something. I don't know. I skimmed the story. Typical TSSAA nonsense.
How are you going to be a high school football coach and get in trouble for recruiting for your high school girls' soccer team?
That was my question. Hardin Valley's at Carnes. Get the Deshaun Bishop show, senior year. What's that kid going to go through, about 4,000 yards this year?
There's no telling.
Chucky Doak is in the Butch Bowl.
Chucky Doak.
Chucky Doak taking on Catholic at the Butch Bowl Friday. Well, here's an old school rivalry. Throw the records out when these two get together. Austin East at Fulton.
Wow. That used to be the game back in the day.
Gibbs at Halls. You see what's going on with Gibbs Stadium?
No. I mean, I heard something that was going on with it, but I didn't.
Evidently, they were supposed to redo their stadium this offseason, and they've just had a nightmare with the contractors and the building, and it's just not even close to being finished, and they're not even sure they're going to be able to play any home games. They might play their entire season on the road this year. Doesn't that suck for the seniors on that team? For the entire team.
For the team, the coaches, the parents, the students. How are you going to do homecoming?
That's a great question.
He's going to have it in somebody else's gym?
I mean, as Halls is the closest school, maybe they let you use their field for a game or something. Thursday night, you got Heritage at Maryville.
That'll be a baby seal clubbing.
It's the new coach at Heritage, the guy from Butchie Boys staff, or not Butch,
Pruitt staff,
the tight ends coach.
Yeah, the guy that's like the, what name is this?
The
like
RPO the, guru.
Yeah. I can't remember, Joe something?
Joe Ossivet. Boy, I mean, if he turns around Heritage High School football, like that'd be the miracle of all miracle workings. Right there. You talk about, like, no offense, a beautiful school and maybe the most scenic campus in all of East Tennessee. But
I mean Maryville's kind of usually picks that district pretty clean of talent. It's a hotbed of recruiting for them.
You got the Morristown Bowl, West versus East. That game will be played on a Saturday.
So, basically, football season starts Friday. That's what I'm going with. Once high school starts up, it's here.
Oh, Thursday. So, yeah, exciting stuff. Exciting stuff, ladies and gentlemen. 865-546-8200. Your number, if you want to get on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines this afternoon, what you talk about has come and gone. Oh, by the way, the Mark Packer Thursday night game will be Jeff County at Sevier County this weekend.
Huh.
Patriots and the Smoky Bears. Jeff County's the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
I know they've got that logo, that old school Patriots logo on the side of the helmet. Great logo. Oak Ridge at South Doyle, another big game. All right, we'll have more on that. Don't forget to check out the Fan Run Varsity Spotlight podcast with our Logan Quinton, brought to you by Crumble Cookies. Oh, did you bring back that thing, Marcus, like we asked you to?
Yeah, it's in my car.
Good.
In your car. It's supposed to be in the building, Marcus.
It's okay.
It's good. Is it on the premises?
It's on the premises.
It's in the parking lot.
It's on the Fan Run premises. So, Tennessee, getting ready for year two of the Josh Heupel era. Are you worried about this defense? I mean, we're told that they actually played a lot better during the scrimmage on Sunday, that they took a step forward, as Jeremy Pruitt would say. Where are you at this thing right now? I think we all agree offense, I'm going to be stunned if they average anything less than 40 points a game this year. I just think they're going to be fantastic. Are we going to be able to stop anybody this year, Bear?
Yes. Yes. I believe we will. I think we're going to be improved.
I like hearing Jabari Davis saying that he thinks – Jeremy Banks is going to be one of the leaders on this team. He's come a long way. And I won't forget those of you who laughed at me 2 years ago when his status was kind of up in the air as a player. And I said, look, if he is able to get it together, he could have a Juwan Jennings-like resurgence. I'm not calling him Juwan Jennings, who's playing, I guess, his third year pro football now. I'm just saying the similarities are striking as far as an in-state kid who came here with some disciplinary issues and some maturity issues. Well publicized, at one point they were both kicked off the football team. At one point it looked like both of them, it was going to be talent wasted, potential unachieved. But he's come back over 100 tackles last year, something crazy. He was one of the top tackling players in the entire country. And a guy is still just scratching the surface. This will be the first time that he's been able to play two consecutive seasons in the same defensive system. And it certainly appears like not only has he been able to keep his nose clean and stay out of trouble, he's actually gone the other side where he's kind of become a team leader. I see him doing a lot of community work and stuff like that. And people, like Jabari Davis, who are around the team, will tell you, hey, this dude's one of the well-respected elder statesmen in the locker room. And it's a valuable thing when you could say, hey, look, you take those young guys aside. You want to hear about some trials and tribulations? I've been through some stuff, man. I was kicked off this team. I was on camera. Like, there's still video of me in the back of a cop car acting a fool.
Yeah.
And was able to come back from that and actually have an impact on this program. And if he comes back and has another season like he did last year, takes another step, that's a dude who's going to be playing in the National Football League this time next year.
I think so, too. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, have a lot to play for this year on that side of the ball.
We mentioned Bumpus. The interesting practice note today about Byron Young, who is another guy that could have just a outstanding year and could be playing in the NFL this time next season. They're basically keeping him out for two reasons. One, he's got nothing to prove. Don't want to risk getting him hurt right in a practice situation. Two, he's one of those guys that's so disruptive. I think it's hard to get things done when you're actually playing with him. I heard Brian Ulracker telling a story about Greg Olsen, former tight end for the Panthers, who's playing over there with Luke Kuechly, the Panthers, and Olsen said Kuechly was so disruptive in practice that when Mike Shula, who's was the offensive coordinator there, wanted to work on a new play, it was like they were running a trick play or something, and he had to go to Ron Rivera, the head coach, and say, will you please take Kuechly out while we're working on this? Because if you don't, he's just going to read it, run through there, and tackle the guy in the backfield. This is not going to happen in the game when we're playing the Jets or whatever. Like, can you just please take him out so that we can actually work on this play and rep it effectively? And I think Byron Young at times in camp, I'm told, has been unblockable. I think Darnell Wright can handle him on the right side, but that's about it for Tennessee. So I think they're getting to that point in camp where it's kind of you're taking some guys out and just trying to hope for the best, especially, I mean, you heard the Rocky Top report earlier. The injury list is getting lengthy,
yeah,
lengthy at this point. Portions of the show today brought to you by our friends at Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Folks, if you've been putting off your dental visit, don't put it off any longer. Do yourself a big favor and call our friends at Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Their phone number is 865-539-1776. You can schedule your appointment online today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Everything from routine dental cleanings to wisdom tooth removal, restorative procedures, fillings, crowns, bridges, veneers, they do it all at Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. The Invisalign procedure, veneers, implants, you can get it done right there, their state-of-the-art West Knoxville facility. Again, call today to set up that appointment, 865-539-1776, or go online to KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Coming up, Marcus Young will have your top four at four. Back with hour number two of The Drive right after this on Fan Run Radio.